The king of Persia, Ahasuerus or Xerxes, chose Esther to be queen instead of Vashti, the wife he had repudiated. The king did not know that Esther was of Jewish origin, and that she was the adopted daughter of Mordecai the Jew. Esther was crowned in the 7th year of the king's reign. Sometime later, the king promoted one of his courtiers named Haman, and gave him a seat of honor above that of all the other nobles. All other officials were required to kneel down and revere Haman in accordance with the king's orders, but Mordecai refused to do that, as his faith did not allow him to fall down in an act of adoration before anyone but the Lord. The royal officials at the king's gate asked him, "Why do you disobey the king's command?" Day after day they spoke to him, but he refused to comply. In the end, they told Haman about it, to see if Mordecai's behavior would be tolerated, for he had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai would not kneel down and revere him, he was enraged. As he was the king's favorite, Haman could easily have had the Jew put to death. But having heard who Mordecai's people were, he scorned the idea of killing only one man. Instead, he looked for a way to destroy all the Jews throughout the whole empire. Without the king's consent, such an undertaking was impossible, as there were thousands of Jews scattered throughout the provinces of the vast empire. To exterminate them all, he needed the authority and the means that only the king possessed. Haman was superstitious, so before going to speak to the king, he decided to cast the pur, that is, to cast lots, to select a suitable day and month for the massacre. So the lot was cast in his presence and fell on the 12th month. The pur was cast at the beginning of the 12th year of the king's reign. The lot was cast until a suitable day was indicated at the end of the year. Then Haman went to see the king and said, "There is a certain people scattered among the nations in all the provinces of your kingdom who keep themselves separate. Their customs are different from those of all other people, and they do not obey the king's laws. It is not in the king's best interest to tolerate them. If it pleases the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them, and I will put 10,000 talents of silver into the royal treasury for the men who carry out this business." Haman offered an enormous sum of money, but the king was not interested in the bribe, and without even asking the name of the people who were to be exterminated, he said, "Keep the money, and do with the people as you please." He took the signet ring off his finger and gave it to Haman. From then on, Haman could do as he wished, since the king's seal engraved on the ring gave him full authority. Without delay, he summoned the royal scribes and secretaries and ordered them to write letters to the governors and nobles of all the provinces of the empire. They wrote in the script of each province and in the language of each people, giving Haman's orders in the name of King Ahasuerus himself, and the letters were sealed with the royal ring. Dispatches were sent by couriers to every part of the empire with the order to destroy, kill and annihilate all the Jews, young and old, women and little children, on a single day, the 13th day of the 12th month, and to plunder their goods. A copy of the text of the edict was to be issued as law in every province and made known to the people of every nationality, so that they would be ready for that day. Everyone was to participate in the massacre. Spurred on by the king's command, the couriers went out to all parts of the empire. The edict was also issued in Susa. While the king and Haman sat down to drink, the city of Susa was struck with dismay and very bewildered. Next episode, Esther's request.